Kerry Wood joins us, brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation. KK.
How we doing, guys?
Could not be better.
Hey,
could
Gary.
Not be better.
Hey, you know, Adam.
We were talking before you got here about the fact that did you see the story yesterday that the Cubs are on pace to be the best team in the history of Major League Baseball in terms of winning percentage.
Yeah.
Now I must ask you this question: if you were, you're with the organization in an advisory role, but if you were in that dugout and you were among that active roster, is that something that you think about?
I think not at this point. I think that's probably of all the amazing stats, all the amazing runs that this team has been on this year, I think that's probably the one that they probably don't think about as much. I mean, it'd be cool, but I think Seattle won 116 games 1 year. I'm not sure what year Lou was there, what year that was. They won 116 games, and I think they lost three in a row, or the first three in the playoffs, first round of the playoffs.
Right. Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it'd be cool, but I think that's a lot of base running for these guys. We're going to be scoring runs like this. They're going to be running around the bases for a while. They're going to be exhausted, and I don't know. I don't think you go for that kind of a. I think that's a stat. I think you'd rather have all your guys fresh and ready for the postseason.
Well, Kerry, this offense is so dynamic, and to me, as good as Ben Zobrist has been this year, he's putting up a career year, and of course, Jake Arrieta, what he's doing, what Dexter Fowler brings to the lineup, it's something special. And to think he wasn't even on the roster midway in spring training, how important is he to this team, and what does he bring to that offense that's so unique?
Well, he set the tone from game one of the season. I mean, he came out and has just been hitting and hasn't stopped and been getting on base and setting the table for these guys. And you talk about Zobrist, and Zobrist just came out of his little mini slump today. He was 0 for his last 17, and he got on the board today with a homer. But this guy's been off the charts as well. And you know, Bryant's hitting home runs. But Fowler, what he brings to the table, energy, the excitement that he brought when he showed up in spring training halfway through, the guys were just elated to have him back and slid right in. And these guys, they just, he's such an important role to this team. But he set the tone from game one of the season. And it makes it easier for these guys to go up there and do their job behind him. They know someone's going to be on base. They're putting the pitcher in the stretch, put a little more pressure on that pitcher. And we've got guys on base all the time. Whether Zobrist is 0 for 17, he's walked, you know, 8 or 9 times in that 0 for 17 stretch. So he's on base, and these guys are always putting pressure on the opposing pitchers.
Earlier in the season, Kerry, you told us, you talked about how a true test for this team is going to be how they react when they go through a slump or a hard time, and we haven't really seen that. I mean, is it possible they could go, this team is that incredible, they can go the entire season without a real slump? I mean, what do you expect here?
Well, I think the team can pull it off. I mean, we've had guys that have gone through little slumps. Rizzo still hasn't, he's got a 7-game hitting streak now. He's starting to hit the ball the other way a little bit, so I think we're going to see him take off. But he kind of got off to a slow start average-wise. He still put some balls in the seats, and we're driving in runs. And like I said, Zobrist has been 0 for 17. You don't even really hear about it because we keep winning. And mm-hmm. and so I think individually guys have had little stretches where they've had some hiccups. And Hayward hasn't hit for a whole lot of power yet and just now coming back from his little wrist injury and rib injury that he had. And so these guys can quietly kind of figure their stuff out, but the team just keeps playing. So I just don't see the team having stretches, long stretches of where they're going to lose 4, 5, 6 games in a row. With this starting staff, I just don't see it's possible.
Yeah. And Kerry, have you seen, because I'm looking at the top ERAs in the league, 3 of the starting 5 Cubs pitchers are in the top 6 in baseball. Yeah. Have you seen a 1-5 pitch this well for this long?
No, it's unheard of. I mean, it really is. It's our starters numbers. We've got 372 innings, I think, as the starters. We've got a 2.3 ERA. From our whole starting staff, which is just ridiculous at this point. I mean, Lackey again today goes out and throws another 7 shutout with no walks and 8 strikeouts. These guys are just feed off each other, and I don't think you can give enough credit to Chris Bosio and the staff there and Lester Strode and these guys that are constantly working with these pitchers. And this started 2.5-3 years ago with Bosio and Lester. These guys are working. He's done such a tremendous job. Let's not forget we got Arrieta from Baltimore and again, with kind of a project for Bosio. Obviously, an easy, great project to have. It's Jake Arrieta, but he's done tremendous work with this starting staff. All these guys buy into his program. They know when they come into spring training, what's expected of them, and work-wise, and what he wants them to get better at before the end of camp. These guys work hard at it, and you just can't give enough credit to Chris Bosio.
It's an uncomfortable place as a Cubs fan to be sitting here talking about this.
It almost is.
It just really is.
You never want to get too comfortable, but it's so exciting.
It's real,
though.
Take
it in.
It is, right?
Relish it.
It's real. I mean, that's the difference. We were talking about this a little bit as well, that, you know, the White Sox, obviously, in the beginning of the season, 23-10, people were very excited about them because they do have a ton of talent on that team. But I think Sox fans even were like, well, I think this is they're streaky, they're hot right now, but this can't sustain, and it hasn't sustained. And I think they realize it because they are still a couple players away, right, from being as dominant. But the Cubs are, everything you're just describing, Kerry, is true.
Yeah.
They have
yeah.
this amazing, they got the most amazing pitching core, maybe that I've ever seen in a lot of respects.
Yeah. You're exactly right. And we haven't even touched on the defense. Their defense has been off the charts. You've got Addison Russell in his range, and obviously we've seen Hayward doing what he's doing out there, and Al Mora came up today in his first game and made a great defensive play. So these guys they're having fun. They're playing really, really high-quality baseball, and it's fun to watch these guys go out. We've got five guys leading in the All-Star ballots and as position players, and that's not even talking about the pitchers. I think we've got four starters that legitimately have a shot of making this All-Star team as well. So we could have nine or ten guys at the All-Star.
Unbelievable. All five starting pitchers have ERAs under three. They're in the top 25, the entire pitching staff in the entire league for ERA. It's incredible.
I mean, it's ridiculous. So I say enjoy it. I say enjoy it. I mean, this is a long season, and we've been waiting a long time for this. So I say if you're a Cubs fan, ride this wave. It's fun, and it's going to be a good ride.
Is this what it's like to be a Yankee fan? I guess that's really kind of the feeling. I mean, you played for that team, so you know. I mean, it's like, you know how Yankees fans are just, they're so unbelievably smug. I mean, they just are.
But Cubs fans couldn't be that way.
Right, like Cardinals fans.
Even my little stretch there, I was only there for 2.5 months, and as we got closer to the postseason and, you know, we clinched with however many days left, you could just, the attitude in the clubhouse is, all right, spring training's over, now we go. You know, it was just like they play the whole season to get ready for the playoffs, and it's expected in the clubhouse. So that's the attitude here in the city now, and especially in the Northside clubhouse.
Well, and Ro, as you just mentioned, the White Sox nosedive. At least they're able to make a big move, bringing in James Shields. He makes his debut tonight, Kerry. Well, what can we expect to see from him?
You know, I think you're going to see James Shields. He's going to go out. It's going to be fresh for him. Obviously, it's, you know, finally something exciting for the Sox fans to get a chance to see something different here tonight. But they've had a tough stretch, there's no question, and I don't know if I mentioned it last week, but I looked at their schedule, and June looked to be a tough month for them, so it's going to be a tough stretch. But listen, they're 3.5 games back. They got to scratch and claw their way through June, get to the break, and be around 500 and still have a chance to compete in this division. But you know, you got three teams ahead of them right now that are not going to be sitting there waiting for them to come back and catch them. So they're going to have to scratch and claw their way through this thing. But it's going to be a tough stretch. But, you know, Shields will give these guys a boost and hopefully give that clubhouse and that dugout a boost, and they can turn this thing around.
Yeah. And the thing is, when you got a guy like Chris Sale who's sitting there, who's, you know, and just looking at masterful pitcher, and I just, you know, he needs some support.
Yeah, and I think they've still, his Sale's last three starts, the Sox have lost.
Right.
So he's your stopper. He's your ace. You need to get a win from him, and they still can't find ways, even with Sale, and they lost Quintana's past couple starts too. So when those top two pitchers are losing, and then you got to rely on the back end of the rotation, it's sort of a messy situation.
Hey, speaking of streaks, so the Arrieta win streak ends. Is that a kind of a relief? Because now it's like you don't have to worry about that.
I never had to worry about that, so I don't know. I don't know if it's a relief or not, but I don't know. I think Jake, he seems to thrive in that spotlight and like that stuff. So I don't think that it was an issue for him. I think it was just one of those days where the hits were falling for him, and that's the game of baseball. It just shows you how amazing his streak that he was on.
Yeah,
how amazing that
spanning
was.
Spanning two seasons, and within that streak, there were two. No hitters, right?
I mean, it's no hitters.
It's like I'm in a nightmare or the best dream of my life. I mean, it's an alternate universe. I got Trump's going to be president of the United States, and I got the Cubs are going to the World Series. And if someone had ever said to me, okay, here
these two
is,
things will happen.
The Cubs will be the best team ever in the history of baseball, and they're going to win the World Series.
But
Donald Trump's going to be president of the United States.
Would you take
Would
Donald
you take
Trump?
It? And I'd probably say yes. I'd probably go with
really?
I think
you.
I,
but, you.
I mean, I probably would say, okay. I mean, because the cemeteries in this area are filled with people who never got to see a Chicago Cubs World Championship. And for all of our parents and grandparents who taught us to be Cubs fans, who were Cubs fans, and then, you know, and then it, and lamented the fact that they didn't live long enough to it. I mean, it's for them, right?
My dear great aunt Mary is 99, going to be 100, and was a longtime Cubs fan. She has never seen one, and she is like, oh, gosh.
She's going to.
I know she is.
Yeah,
I'll take the World Series win over however. I don't care how many games we win. I don't need to break a record. I'm sure the organization would love it. But you know, I've seen the Cardinals win a World Series and they were the wild card with 87 wins or whatever it was. So you just got to get in. So once you get in and once you get to the postseason, everything's off the table. The season's over and you got to go out and win those big games. So
I'm looking for us
to stay healthy and get there. I don't care if we win 140, or we win, you know, 99. But as long as we get there.
And speaking of healthy, right? You had Jorge Soler. Right, go down, 15-day disablist. And we hope that that's, you know, because a hamstring can be a tough deal.
He's had issues with the hamstrings in the past, too.
Yeah.
So. Mm.
And that affects your whole, that affects everything. The hamstring isn't just your leg, it's your back, it's everything. So
And then it's top prospect Albert Almora time.
I know.
It's like it never ends, this line of prospects.
Like, who else do you have, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not the Schwarber injury. Obviously, we're not losing Soler for the year. You know, that was our biggest one of the year, and obviously, it hurt to lose his energy and his youth out there in the outfield. But these guys stepped up and just kept right on chugging, and so I expect more of the same. I expect Soler to get his leg straight, and you know, Almora is going to come in and do every bit of a decent job that we need him to do.
And I think also for Ross, I'd like to see. You know, imagine the World Series with him, you know, his last year going out and such a, you know, he's a baseball player. He just couldn't be better.
So. He is, no question. And so, yeah, I think we're going to see it. I hope we do. You should enjoy it more. You have to.
All right. You know what?
Take a deep breath. This is fun, Ro.
Soak it in.
What are we, married? That's always what I heard. You should just enjoy this more. What's wrong with you? Yeah, all right.
Stop making it complicated.
I know. What was wrong with me?
It's a whole other show.
I know. Yeah. Exactly.
We do that show too, Kerry. You're welcome to chime in on that anytime you want.
You're damn right. All right, Kerry, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Kerry.
All right, Kerry Wood. The great Kerry Wood. Mm-hmm. Our baseball analyst, heard here every Thursday at 4:40. But today's Wednesday. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, that's just
this is an extra,
a separate issue.
A little separate issue.
Well, I was worried because I heard you guys saying that, and after last night, I was like, are they mixing the days up here? Everyone's not exactly thinking straight. I'm like,
Quite possible.
It is Wednesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
This show is going to have to go to Hazleton together, I think.
Oh, God.
You imagine what would happen there?
I'm trying to
save
you all from that. I'm going to start the reverse text messages. And when Violetta sends the text messages out, they say, hey, let's keep going. Where are we going next? Or I'm going to say, hey, let's remember. We have to be at work tomorrow and functional.
You're off the group text.
Oh.
If you're not going to be with the party train.
Oh, my God.